This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, friends. Greetings and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being, and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body. You are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 32 years of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like acne, psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds. Recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology? Standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing system, it's a regenerating system. It is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, and while some folks may call that a miracle, it really is just the way the body works. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you want to wean yourself off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, you've come to the right place. We are here for you on The Bright Side, and we love hearing from you at 844-236-6010. If you've got questions about the longevity products, our True Skin Health products, comments, success stories you'd like to share, 844-236-6010 is our number on The Bright Side. If you want to purchase longevity products or sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team, call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470, or click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. And don't forget to check out our True Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com, pharmacy potency without a prescription, retinol and vitamin C and alpha hydroxy acids, and of course, water soluble minerals, water soluble plant and microbial derived minerals, fulvic minerals. In many of our True Skin Health products, fulvic minerals, polyelectrolyte minerals are phenomenal active ingredients, both internally and externally. They're not leveraged anywhere near enough from a topical perspective, in my opinion, and that's why I put them in my Truth Hyaluronic Hydrator, Truth AHA Energizing Exfoliator, and our Back Bar Esthetician products as well, all made with our polyelectrolyte plant-derived fulvic minerals and lots of active material. Never any preservative, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of our True Skin Health products. They're all up at truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. Okay, welcome back to The Bright Side. We started talking about the digestive system and the gallbladder and the pancreas. We moved on to minerals a little bit, talking about the importance of the digestive system and the bile system in particular, and also the pancreas when it comes to mineral absorption. If you're taking ordinary minerals, you have to realize that the pancreas and the gallbladder and probably the liver and the intestine play a major role in how well those minerals are going to be handled by your body. I'm not done talking about the digestive system. Got lots more I want to tell you about. But we've been talking the last few programs about sulfur and mercury. Mercury, the beautiful poison. Mercury is one of the prettiest of all of, one of the most strikingly beautiful of all of the elements. Maybe the most strikingly beautiful of all the elements. And this is why throughout history, mercury has been honored. It's been singled out from the periodic table. Basically, it looks amazing. It's really cool stuff. And it's also really potent stuff as an antiseptic, as an antimicrobial. It's been used to kill things, lice and fleas and bacterial infections. It's been used to treat syphilis up until the 1920s or 1930s. It was used to treat syphilis. It's still used to kill things. We're going to talk about how it's used in vaccines and preservatives here in a little bit. It's used in eye drops, in contact lens solutions. And it's been used for many years in cosmetics. Despite its well-known toxicity, mercury can still be found in cosmetics. As recently as 2016, the FDA warned about toxic mercury in cosmetics, and they put out a bulletin telling people how to look on the ingredient deck. First of all, you should always look on an ingredient deck. It never ceases to amaze me how little we pay attention to the ingredient decks on the skincare products we apply to our skin. If you took a look at your ingredient deck, for the most part, for your standard moisturizer or wrinkle cream, it's hideous. It's a hideous cocktail. It's all kinds of crap, and I know it's only on your skin, but nonetheless, to rub something on your skin every day, you really want to know what's in it, especially considering a lot of products, not a lot, but a lot of skin lightening products have mercury in them. Let me take that back. A lot of skin lightening products from third world countries have mercury in them. The FDA, in the United States, a product that's made in the United States, you're not going to find mercury. But there are a lot of products that come into the United States from the Dominican Republic, for example, from Arab countries, mostly third world countries. They still use mercury. Mercuric chloride, you'll see, or calomel, you'll see sometimes. They disguise the term. And it's mostly in skin lightening products because mercury is known to suppress the production of melanin. Sometimes you might even see mercury on the ingredient deck. So using mercury topically is basically a skin lightening and an antiseptic concern. For antiseptic for killing things, for inflammatory conditions, for syphilis, and also as a skin lightener. And this, as crazy as it sounds, using mercury in a cosmetic is not unheard of. In an article that was published in the Journal of the American Academy of Dermatology in 2006, researchers conducted an informal survey in Washington Heights, which is a neighborhood in New York near Columbia University, and they found that, quote, in every pharmacy, beauty store, and botanica, that is herb store, located within a five-block stretch, there was sold at least one brand of three mercury-containing bleaching creams, unquote. And it hasn't changed. You go into these third world, these ethnic drug stores, or botanicas as they call them, you'll find, almost guaranteed you'll find a mercury cream there. And mercury, make no mistake about it, is super, super toxic. In its organic form, in the form that's found in the environment, the organic form is you'll find that in as a contaminant, as an industrial waste product, or as in medication, or in skincare for that matter. Interestingly, the metal mercury, the stuff that's so beautiful and so amazing, with the amazing liquid metal quality, is not as toxic as the stuff that's the industrial waste stuff, the organic stuff. It's still toxic, but when you ingest it, you really don't. Your body doesn't absorb much of it. Less than 0.01% of liquid mercury is absorbed if you were going to do it digestive-wise. The amalgams are liquid mercury, and it's not so much eating the amalgams that's the problem, the dental amalgams that people have. Dental amalgams are 50% mercury and then some other metals, silver, copper, and tin, and zinc. The amalgams, it's not the eating the amalgam. It's not when you swallow it. The amalgam problem is the inhalation. That's the real problem with mercury, with liquid mercury, is inhaling the stuff. As the amalgams age, they leak and the vapors are inhaled, and that is definitely not a good thing. Although the severity of the problem is something that not a lot of people, hasn't been well researched, but it's definitely not a good thing to be inhaling mercury vapors. That you can say for sure. And as far as topical application of mercury goes, you can definitely get topical mercury in through your skin. It will accumulate in the body, especially in the organs. That's the problem with mercury. It's a heavy metal. It accumulates in the organs, and it especially accumulates in the kidneys, and that is the major problem. Probably the biggest problem with mercury toxicity is kidney issues and kidney disease and ultimately death. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. Got to take a break. 844-236-6010 is our number. 844-236. If you have questions about anything we're speaking about here today, you know, if you have mercury fillings, there are strategies that you can use in order to maybe address some of the problems associated with mercury. But if you are going to have the mercury taken out, and by the way, sulfur, as it turns out, there's a very important relationship between sulfur and mercury, and using sulfur is the best way to protect yourself from mercury, although it's probably a good idea not to have mercury amalgams in your mouth in the first place. So just getting them out is probably a good idea. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben, 842-366-6010 is our number. We'll be back on the Bright Side right after this.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Heart disease kills over 600,000 Americans every year. For heart health, Ben Fuchs recommends CardioFX.
CardioFX is a source of the B-complex vitamins. There's 120 milligrams of vitamin C per dose. So you're going to get your vitamin C, you're going to get your B-complex and the CardioFX. The CardioFX is also a source of sulfur in the form of N-acetylcysteine. Sulfur deficiency can lead to elevated homocysteine, and it is thought to be one of the major reasons why vegetarians are at higher risk in some countries, and based on some studies, for heart disease than folks who eat animal protein. It has something to do with the lower sulfur content of vegetarian diets, and you will get sulfur in the form of N-acetylcysteine in the CardioFX product. N-acetylcysteine can be converted into taurine. So all in all, it's a pretty well-rounded cardiovascular nutritional supplement.
Concerned about heart health? Order CardioFX by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. 844-236-6010 is our number. Got lines open for you. We'll get your calls in our next segment. call 866-735-2470 if you're interested in checking out the longevity products, and head to truthtreatments.com to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products, truthtreatments.com. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number. We're talking about sulfur and mercury and the relationship between the two. We're going to talk about skin lightening here probably later on. Skin lightening is a very interesting subject, but I want to continue talking about mercury and sulfur. The two are related. Mercury is considered to be representative of the Holy Spirit from an alchemistry point of view, the alchemists, the early alchemists. And there was not much of a difference between pharmacy and alchemy, by the way, back in the day. Pharmacy was alchemy. Alchemy is the idea of turning lead to gold, basically, of purifying things. And pharmacy, as we know it today, is an offshoot of alchemy. The first alchemists were the first pharmacists. Paracelsus is known as the first, he's probably the most well-known or maybe the most important of all the alchemists, and he was also the first pharmacist. This idea of using drugs, which we take for granted today, really was super high-tech science. It was like spiritual science. It would be the occult of today. Using drugs to take care of the body that we treat so routinely. Oh, I'm just going to go get an antibiotic. Doctor, put me on a beta blocker, calcium channel blocker. We got 4 billion prescriptions served in a country of 350 million or so. I don't know how that works. That's a lot of prescriptions for people. Every man, woman, and child has taken 10 prescriptions. We take it for granted, the whole idea that you can medicate yourself back to health. But in the 1500s, that was a radical idea. The idea that you could take care of health issues by taking an herb or a pill or something that was compounded by an alchemist was a wild, occult, New Age idea in the year 1500. That's what alchemy was. Alchemy talked about things like the Holy Spirit in herbs and in plants and in elements. They said mercury contained the Holy Spirit because mercury had this transcendent nature. It transcended liquid and solid. The metal mercury was a solid and it was a liquid. It sloshed around in a bottle, but it was still a silver solid. It was a silver metal. And then sulfur, which was combustible, was regarded as an essence. It was regarded as the soul aspect of life. It was regarded as that which gave certain things their particular characteristic. What made a firm plant, or a frog a frog, or Ben Ben, or Joe Joe, whatever made a person, or a plant, gave it its particular characteristics, that was regarded as the soul, and that was regarded as the sulfur aspect. And just like soul and spirit are related, so are mercury and sulfur. Mercury and sulfur are intimately related, and in fact, when mercury and sulfur get together, they form something called mercury sulfide, or mercuric sulfide. And this mercuric sulfide, which is a rock, or basically it's actually a mineral, which is purer than a rock, mercuric sulfide is the main source of mercury in industry and in the environment and in fish and in toxicity and in your amalgams and everywhere else. Mercuric sulfide is a really very fascinating substance. We'll talk about that here in a little bit. So anyway, Paracelsus included the father of alchemy, father of pharmacy, I guess you could call him. Maybe somebody else is more important, but I look at him as being one of the fathers of pharmacy and one of the fathers of alchemy. And anyway, he included sulfur and mercury and salt. He called them the three primes, tria prima, sulfur, mercury, and salt. Liquid was mercury, sulfur was solid, and salt was stability. Liquid, solid, and stability. Another way of looking at this triad is fire, water, earth. Sulfur being fire, mercury being liquid or water, and salt being of the earth. Others relate mercury as the female, sulfur as the male, and salt as the combination of the two, the child. Point being that mercury and sulfur go together, and this idea that mercury and sulfur go together is incredibly important. For a lot of reasons. First of all, when mercury and sulfur go together, they form this thing called cinnabar. Cinnabar is mercuric sulfide. It's the combination of mercury and sulfur, and it has this beautiful blood red, orange, purple color. And it's so beautiful that despite its toxicity, and cinnabar is considered to be the most toxic mineral on earth, the mercury separates out and it kills people. Imagine this, it's a deadly mineral. And the stuff, cinnabar, is so beautiful, even though it's deadly, that people would wear it. They would paint themselves with it, and they'd ornament themselves with it, and put jewelry, make jewelry out of it for thousands of years. They used mercuric sulfide as an adornment, despite its toxicity. There's definitely a metaphor there that this stuff is so unbelievably beautiful and so toxic. So mercury stands out because of its toxicity, its potency. This toxicity, this potency is why it's been used as medicine. That's why it was used. Yesterday we talked about how the Romans would make slaves work in the mercury mines and the cinnabar mines. Cinnabar is found in Italy and in Spain. That's the largest concentrations of cinnabar. The Spanish also did the same thing. And mercury had this mystique about it. It had this, even though it was had a toxicity associated with it, it had a certain mystique. Its toxicity is basically neurological. It deposits in the brain and it deposits in the nerve tissue. You die pretty much by kidney poisoning. It deposits in the kidneys too. But the first signs of mercury toxicity are mental derangement, mood changes, tremors, loss of hearing. When it progresses, loss of hearing, loss of vision. Ultimately, it kills you by affecting your kidneys and your liver. But it's neurological. It's a neurological poison at first. That's where you start to notice it. And given the fact that so many people have mercury amalgams, and given the fact that mercury vapors being breathed can cause mercury toxicity, it may be that bipolar disorder or depression or mental health issues, psychosis even, they may be related to mercury toxicity. Nobody's ever checked for that. And we don't really know the criteria or the limits of mercury toxicity. At what point is it okay? It's probably never okay, but at what point do you become symptomatic? Nobody really knows that. In the 19th century, there were hat makers. The hat industry used to use mercury because mercury is part of the felt making process. Felt is a very interesting material, and you could use mercury to make felt, and felt hats were really big in the 19th century. And they didn't quite know about mercury toxicity or mercury poisoning, and what would end up happening is people who would make hats would start to go crazy. They called it Mad Hatter Syndrome. You ever heard of the Mad Hatter from Batman cartoons or the Batman show? There was a criminal called the Mad Hatter, and the Mad Hatter is also in Alice in Wonderland. The guy who wrote Alice in Wonderland, Lewis Carroll, was writing right around the time that Mad Hatter Syndrome was getting big, and the Mad Hatter was kind of like a stereotype. Technically, the Mad Hatter Syndrome is called etherism, and it's basically a description of people who are exposed to mercury going crazy following exposure. It especially affected people who were making felt hats. This idea of mercury, of etherism and craziness associated with mercury, was described in the 1700s by people who worked in the fur industry, workers in the fur industry, because mercury is also used in the fur industry. The same way it makes felt out of leather. I think it's out of leather. I'm not sure what they make felt out of. Anyway, the same way it's used in the felt-making process, it's also used in the fur industry. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're coming back on the Bright Side right after this. Don't go away.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. Attorney General William Barr is under the Senate lights at this hour at a hearing where he's being pressed about a letter that he reportedly received from Special Counsel Robert Mueller, accusing the Attorney General Barr of mischaracterizing key findings in Mueller's final report on the Russia investigation. Democrats want to hear it from Mueller himself. Here's ranking Democrat on the panel, Dianne Feinstein.
I strongly believe that this committee needs to hear directly from Special Counsel Mueller about his views on the report in his March letter.
A 22-year-old man is facing charges this morning of murdering two students yesterday afternoon at the University of North Carolina, Charlotte. Authorities say that Tristan Terrell is charged with two counts of murder and four counts of attempted murder. And this is USA Radio News.
Americans may be leaving out a critical part of their wellness routines, their brains. Holistic psychiatrist and neurologist Dr. Hila Tass explains.
A recent Harris poll showed that Americans may not be doing all they can do to take care of their brains, despite knowing that there are things they can do to help.
For starters, she says your lifestyle is extremely important.
We need to get sufficient sleep, 7 to 8 hours. We need a good diet, such as the Mediterranean-style diet with fish, whole grains, leafy green vegetables. We need to exercise, which improves brain blood flow. It also improves mood and reduces stress.
Cass says there are also certain supplements that have been proven to help.
Nuriva is a new brain health dietary supplement that's made up of two clinically proven ingredients that are natural and GMO-free. We also have the Nuriva Brain Gym app that helps to retrain your brain in so many ways, and you can actually track your improvement as you go.
For more info, go to Nuriva, NEURIVA.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs ensures he gets the best use of his mineral supplements by using Youngevity's Ultimate Enzymes.
If you start a nutritional supplement program and you find that you get loose stools more than you get any benefits from the supplements, there's a good chance that you're not absorbing the minerals. Now, here's the thing about minerals and mineral absorption. You need to have a functioning fat system. You need to have functioning bile. You need to have a well-functioning liver and a well-functioning gallbladder in order to get the benefits from nutritional supplements with minerals. It's very common that as we get older, we don't absorb fats, we don't utilize fats, and then you won't be utilizing or absorbing minerals either. I would be getting on the Ultimate Enzymes from Youngevity. I'd be making sure I was taking it with all my meals.
To get optimal use of your nutritional supplements, order Ultimate Enzymes from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. 844-236-6010 is our number, and we've got lines open. We'll get your calls here. Just a little bit, 844-236-6010. If you have questions about anything we're speaking about here today, or if you have a comment or success story you'd like to share, questions about Youngevity products or the Youngevity business or True Skin Health products, 844-236-6010 is our number. You're listening to The Bright Side. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central, and 24-7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. We've got news stories and blog posts and free videos. Lots of good health information at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com. Okay, this is from Medical News Today. is it better to contain rather than destroy cancer? A new approach to cancer therapy suggests that doctors may be able to keep cancer in check by placing metastatic cells, that is cells that travel around, in a state of dormancy, making them go to sleep, thus blocking them from giving rise to new tumors. This is rather than killing them. A recent study in mice has found that an existing drug could effectively contain breast cancer cells. Most cancer therapy is about killing cancer cells. We kill cancer. That's how we do cancer therapy. This is why cancer will never be cured. As long as we think we can kill cancer to cure it, we're never going to be able to cure it. You have to figure out why cancer thrives. Cancer is always occurring in the body, but it doesn't always thrive. In order for cancer to thrive, the environment has to be perfectly aligned. All kinds of factors have to be perfectly aligned for that cancer cell to grow. There has to be nutritional deficiency. There has to be toxicity. And most importantly, there has to be a lack of oxygen. Toxicity doesn't just include the standard poisons. Sugar counts. So when a normal cell is sugared or toxic or malnourished or suffocating, it is more likely, and in fact to the extent that it's got all these factors aligned, it's likely to become a cancer cell. Even then, the body can fight cancer cells. There's an immune system that's designed to kill cancer cells. Cancer cells are designed to kill themselves. There's so many fail-safe mechanisms to keep cancer from happening that the fact that people get cancer is a sign of how messed up our systems are. Cancer is the end result of a messed up system. And by the way, there's really no such thing as cancer. And when we call it cancer, it misleads us. There is cancer cell, or there are cancer cells. And that's so important, because when we hear the word cancer, we don't know what the heck to do. But if we say cancer cell, we know that we got a cell problem. Where have you heard that before? This is where all disease occurs, at the level of a cell, and cancer is no different. And guess what? If you want to prevent cancer or reverse it, which is definitely possible, get a book called Spontaneous Remissions. You can get it on Amazon. If you want to reverse it, or you want to prevent it, or you want to reverse or prevent any other health challenge, all you got to do is take care of one cell. Because when you take care of one cell, you will be taking care of all cells. And what does a cell need? It needs food, it needs oxygen, and it needs a clean place to do its business. And guess what? That's it. And we're talking about cancer, we're talking about heart disease, we're talking about autoimmunity, we're talking about anything else that we consider to be a health challenge. All right. That's obnoxious. Okay. Here's an interesting one. This is from the Journal of Clinical Psychopharmacology. N-acetylcysteine, we're going to talk about that because that's a great way to take care of mercury. N-acetylcysteine for obsessive compulsive grooming disorders of 5 patients with various combinations of pathological hair pulling, also known as trichotillomania. That's when people just pull their hair out. I don't know if you've heard of this. It's kind of an OCD issue. People pull their hair out. Also, pathological nail biting and pathological skin picking. 3 of these people experienced a resolution of their disorders after treatment with NAC, N-acetylcysteine. The initial dose was 600 milligrams a day. It was increased to 1,200 milligrams a day. That's a big dose. 600 milligrams a day is a good dose. That's a really good dose, but that might even be a little much. But 1,200 milligrams a day is a big, big dose. Not that there's any toxicity or anything. I usually recommend about 300-400 milligrams a day of NAC. If you have acne, maybe more. I use it in my blemish repair complex. I first got hip to NAC and its power in pharmacy school when we learned that NAC is used in emergency rooms for liver poisoning. I was like, are you serious? Is that the same NAC that I can buy at the drugstore for $20 a bottle or $30 a bottle? Yep, that's the same stuff. Anyway, it's basically used for detox. That's its main role. It's also a source of sulfur. But it also has interesting benefits for psychological issues, including OCD, obsessive compulsive disorder. Now, I'm always a little bit hesitant to use just nutrients to treat emotional and mental health issues. OCD is kind of like a control thing for people who have chaotic upbringings. Most people with OCD had some kind of had or have some kind of chaos they're dealing with, and it's sort of a control, a way of controlling their environment. So there's emotional and mental issues that need to be addressed. Nonetheless, you can't deny the fact that NAC can have a calming effect on the brain. In fact, that's what they attribute this mechanism to. OCD is thought to involve hyperactivity of certain neurotransmitters in the brain, and NAC is believed to reduce this glutamine activity, which tells you something else, and that is that NAC may help with excitotoxicity. This OCD, from a neurological perspective, this OCD thing involves excitotoxicity. Yes, the same excitotoxins that you get from MSG. And the fact that NAC has a calming effect on excitotoxicity in the brain when you have OCD leads one to believe that it may be one way to prevent some of the, or to slow down at least, or reduce some of the effects of excitotoxicity from MSG, from NutraSweet, and from other chemicals, brain chemicals, food chemicals that affect the brain that may lead to excitotoxicity. I'm a big fan of NAC. Leave it at that. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number. Let's see what Paul in Minnesota has to say. Good morning, Paul. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, great. Thanks for taking my call. Couple quick questions for you.
Yes, sir.
I'm 57 years old, and okay. I'm one of those guys that have developed little spots on my face.
Dark spots? Dark spots?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Yep. And so I've been on Youngevity for maybe 4 or 5 months, and it seems to be getting better from, and I'm taking extra selenium.
That's good.
Then I'm also fighting gray hair.
You're fighting it?
And
what are you fighting it for? You're a silverback now. You paid your dues.
Well, see, I listened to Dr. Wallach, and then I think I have a copper deficiency.
Well, you know, copper is involved in the production of melanin, that's for sure, and copper deficiency okay. can cause gray hair, but I wouldn't attribute all gray hair to copper deficiency. That's an interesting kind of juxtaposition of ideas. Yes, copper deficiency can cause gray hair, but I don't know necessarily that I would attribute all gray hair to copper deficiency. Hang on up, Paul. I've got to take a break. We'll finish up when we come back. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We will return right after this.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we're back on the bright side. 844-236-6010 is our number. Got lines open. We're talking to Paul. Paul, Minnesota. Hey, Paul?
Yes, Paul? Thank you for taking the call.
Yeah, copper is part of the melanin production biochemical pathway. Melanin is pigment, hair pigment or skin pigment. And so without copper, you can't make melanin. So that's the logic to copper deficiency causing gray hair. Nonetheless, that doesn't mean that all gray hair is a copper deficiency. You could be getting copper not delivering it to the hair. And that's really the biggest problem is nutrients don't get delivered to the scalp as effectively as we age. That's the problem. So it's not like you can take copper and your hair will come back. Unless your gray hair was caused by copper deficiency. And if that's the case, then taking copper will make a difference. And I have to say, I have talked to more than one person, multiple people, who have had gray hair reversed by using copper. So it's not like outlandish to say that, but still you can't attribute all gray hair to simple copper deficiency, in my opinion. Go ahead, Paul.
So I'm taking MSM, I'm taking glucogel.
Why are you doing what's the point here? Tell me what you're getting at.
I have tinnitus also.
Okay,
and I'm
you got some problems here. Listen.
Yeah.
You don't want to look at the gray hair, how I treat the gray hair, the tinnitus, how do I treat the tinnitus. Your body is deteriorating. Your nutrients aren't getting where they need to be. Inflammation is occurring. This is how the body breaks down. It is a fallacy of the medical model that does not help human beings to try to treat individual structures and organs. And that's why I get so passionate about this. It does not serve us, this medical idea of treating this and then treating that and having a specialist for this and having a specialist for that doesn't help humanity. It hurts humanity. And it enriches and empowers a class of, a strata of society called doctors and healthcare professionals, including pharmacists. And mostly not the individuals who are practicing, but the companies behind them. It's just rude. And so we don't want to fall for that, Paul. Your body's just deteriorating, brother. All right? You get what I'm saying? Tinnitus is I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I'm telling you what's happening.
What
do you do?
So
here's what you do, Paul. Listen, I know I talk about this every day, but it helps to make it relevant to your specific case. You start with the gut, always. That's the intestine. When I say gut, I mean intestine. You start with the intestine because that's the seat of toxicity and where nutrients are supposed to get absorbed. So you start there. If you're in your 50s or 60s, you're guaranteed to have a problem there. Just because we're Americans. And just because we live in the year 2019. You got to figure out what kind of food you're having a problem with. And don't tell me you don't have any problems because you've got to. Figure it out and eliminate those foods and start using nutrients for the digestive system. Now, when I say start, and I'm telling you, I'm talking in a specific order, I don't mean this is a sequence. I don't mean you do one, then the other, then the other. You do them all together. Okay? So the digest, I say first, but I'm not saying that you do that more, importantly than anything else. You have to do all these things together. Work on the digestive system. Do liquid nutrition. Liquid nutrients.
Like HCL?
Well, I'm going to get to that in a moment. Okay, I'll get to that in a second. Liquid nutrition. Eat as little as possible. This is for Paul. This is for people who have heart diseases, people who have cancer. This is the beauty of everything we're talking about here today. You don't have to have a special protocol for multiple sclerosis and a special protocol for tinnitus and a special protocol for cancer and a special protocol for zits and a special protocol for your kidneys and a special protocol for your liver. You can fine-tune it once you get the big things done. That's true. But the big things are for everybody. The gut, liquid nutrition, eat less calories, help your body absorb at the level of the stomach by using HCL, like you said, apple cider vinegar maybe, acidifying agents, use bile salts, lecithin granules, probiotics, fiber, pancreatin. I mean, there's so many different things you could do here. Stomach bitters at the beginning of your meals. Ultimate enzymes, yes, of course. Then you take care of the blood sugar system. There's more, but I'm going to move on because it's just the interest of time. There's more, but if you just do that, you're going to notice significant changes. Most importantly, you're going to have more energy. Most importantly, you're going to have more joie de vivre, joy for life. Most importantly, you're going to feel better. All right? And taking care of all the symptoms, that's the booby prize. I'm telling you how to feel better, how to feel stronger, how to feel vital. Next is the blood sugar. You keep the blood sugar stable. You avoid spikes in blood sugar with sweet foods and bready foods and starchy foods and dilute your blood sugar with water and make sure you use nutrients for the blood sugar like chromium and vanadium and niacin and selenium and sulfur and B vitamins and magnesium and copper and zinc. It's really endless. But it's the same stuff you got to do for everything else.
I'm getting much of that or all of that.
Glucogenics. Get the glucogenics, or the sweeties. I like the glucogenics is like a deluxe version of the sweeties. And then you calm everything down. Get an app called the Breathing Zone. I've been using that lately. There are all kinds of breathing apps you can do. Make sure you get oxygen. Oxygen calms everything down. Use mental and emotional strategies to calm everything down. You do the intermittent fasting and the whole calorie restriction to calm everything down. You calm the body down, relax the body, and then, of course, as part and parcel of relaxation is going to be stress. And that is you want to give the body a little stress in the form of exercise and movement. I'm guaranteeing you, if you do all those things, there is no way you're going to call me back and say, I just didn't notice anything. I don't feel anything. That's how simple it is. I'm guaranteeing this for you. 100% guarantee that you will notice that you're feeling much better. Your tinnitus will probably definitely improve. And to the extent that you do it, there's no reason why gray hair can't improve either. It's gray hair reverses itself. I've seen it. I've talked to people. So I know it can reverse itself. I'm not saying this is going to reverse it. I'm saying you're going to feel better, but there's a really good chance that all of the markers of your breakdown will start to reverse themselves as well. Paul, I want to get one more call in. Did I help you?
Yes, thank you.
Thank you so much. Have a beautiful day. All right, Barry, you get the last word, buddy. What's going on, man?
Yes, I want to ask you, insulin potassium therapy, what's your opinion on that as an alternative to, traditional chemotherapy and radiation?
Say that one more time. Say that one more time, Barry.
The insulin potassium therapy, what's your opinion on?
Insulin potentiation, is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Like making your insulin stronger? Is that what you're saying?
As an alternative to cancer treatment, the IPT.
Yeah, that's based on the idea that cancer loves sugar, right? Insulin potentiation therapy is making your body handle sugar better. Insulin potentiation is the opposite of insulin resistance. Now, there is a form. I think you may be talking about some, like a treatment where they give you insulin. Is that what you're what are you talking about?
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a little bit different. That's an intravenous insulin. And supposedly intravenous insulin increases the effects of drugs, of medications. And insulin, remember, I think I was talking about this yesterday. Insulin opens up cells so that they can take in nutrients. So we'll also do the same thing for drugs. And cancer cells have more insulin receptors because they're like stealing sugar. You understand what I'm saying? And so the idea of insulin potentiation therapy takes advantage of the fact that cancer cells have more insulin receptors in them. And by introducing insulin into the body before you get chemotherapy, supposedly this is the theory, you get more chemotherapy drugs into the cancer cell. Does that make sense? Did I explain that okay?
Yes, okay.
Insulin, let me just say it real quick one more time because we're going to run out of time. Insulin makes cells more receptive to drugs, basically. I'm not going to get into the mechanism. And cancer cells are more susceptible to this effect. I'm not buying it, personally. Insulin is a very powerful substance. And so I don't like the idea of killing cancer cells. I like the idea of changing the environment that the cancer cells are living in. Nonetheless, if you have like this stage 4 cancer, you do what you have to do. Insulin potentiation therapy, you know, go ahead and do it. You're going to get more drugs into the cells. That's the logic. More drug into the cancer cells. Does that make sense? Did I help you?
Yes, so from the beginning, in the beginning stages of cancers, you don't think it's a good way to go then?
No, there's better strategies than trying to kill the cancer with insulin plus drug. That's basically what you're doing. Insulin plus drug leads to more drug in the cancer cells. That's the logic. No, I'm not buying it necessarily. But like I say, I don't have cancer. If I had cancer, I'd probably be, and depending on how severe it was or how progressed it was, I'd do whatever I had to do. So I'm not going to position myself as telling anybody what to do if they have cancer. I'm just saying that the environment the cancer cell lives in is primal. It's like Einstein said, the field is the governing entity of the particle. The environment controls the piece. And it's the environment that we really want to work on. That's my philosophy there. All right, Barry, thanks so much. We're out of time. Thanks for listening to The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Have yourselves a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to y'all later. Bye for now.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.